And joining us now in studio, we have Robert and Ryan Reber from Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts, respectively, or equally. And Robert and Ryan, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Robert, you're running the Scouting for Food program, and how did the fires and the resultant air quality problem affect you?
Well, a big part of Scouting for Food is relying on the generosity of residents. So we distribute over 20,000 flyers to each home here in Napa leading up to this food drive. And with the air quality as it has been, our scouts have been limited in their ability to get out and distribute those flyers. So we really appreciate you having us here to help get the word out.
Yeah, well, anything we can do. So the actual collection then will go on schedule?
Yes. So the food drive is still taking place this Saturday, November 17th, starting at 9 a.m. And all people have to do is put out non-perishable food outside their front doors or curbside, and scouts will come by, pick up that food, and deliver it to the local food banks. Mm-hmm. And in years past, we've collected over 10,000 pounds of non-perishable food. So that's a big help for our local food banks.
Wow. What's the best way for people to put that out? What kind of a bag does it matter, and what kind of things should go in that bag?
Sure. So it doesn't matter whether it's a box or a bag, just as long as it's clearly identified. But we really appreciate healthy, non-perishable, non-expired food. So
like
things
peanut butter, canned soup, beans, pasta sometimes.
Popsicles?
No, nothing that can melt especially nothing that's expired or will expire. Mm-hmm. So.
But leftovers?
No leftovers. So no open containers. No Tupperware that's been sitting in the back of your fridge for 5 days. Just canned food that you have in some shelves or anything that you could find.
Non-perishables.
Non-perishable. Mm-hmm. And preferably not in glass.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Are there particular things that are more desirable than others in that range of non-perishable foods?
No, I don't think so.
General?
I mean, they like a range of healthy foods from basic staples. Like Ryan was saying, canned fruits and vegetables are very good. The soups, the pastas, beans. Those can go a long way.
Mm-hmm. You bet. So, Ryan, you've been out and doing this. Have you done this a few times?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is my fourth or fifth year doing this.
Mm-hmm. And is it a lot of work? I mean, you know, up and down the sidewalk and lifting?
Not really, because if you have, a decent amount of people, so if you're covering, let's say, five streets, like we did the other day, so it was just me, my dad, and my brother. We got all of the houses in this one section of a neighborhood, and it's not hard, it's just a lot of walking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just putting the flyers out on the doors.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So people will or won't have a flyer on their door?
So some people may have received a flyer, but we just divvied up the Napa neighborhoods between the different troops and Cub Scout packs here. Not all troops and units were able to get out and cover those areas, so we're looking at other ways to get the word out. But we will be going back throughout every neighborhood to make those collections and pickups this coming Saturday. So regardless of whether people got a flyer, they can expect that a scout will come by to pick up their food.
Mm-hmm. Is Saturday the 17th? Is that right?
Saturday the 17th.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And right at the time before Thanksgiving begins and everybody is feasting and making food for 50, even if you only have five people coming, it's a great time to recognize that there are other folks who don't have all that.
That's
available
right. Yeah.
To them.
No, it's a great way to give back.
Yeah. Where does the food end up, all the food you collect?
The Napa Food Drive. So I think once we've loaded all the food up, we take it to the food drive, and then I think they weigh it and they take it to distribution centers across Napa and areas around here, and then they distribute it there.
Excellent. And how many pounds do you think you'll collect this time?
Well, as I said, in years past, we've collected over 5 tons of food, and we're hoping to get an equal or greater amount this year.
So. Mm-hmm. All right. Ryan, where do you go to school?
St. Apollinaris.
Mm-hmm. And how many friends are part of your – are you Cub?
I'm a Weeblo right now, Weeblo. So I'm a few months away from graduating into Boy Scouts.
Sweet. I was a Weeblo. Rock on. Solidarity. what do you think you've learned from scouting?
I've learned a lot of stuff, but mostly a little bit of hard work goes a very long way. So it's kind of shown as an example here where it only takes, you could take like 40 guys from a troop and you could cover basically an entire neighborhood if you wanted to in a day. And because you cover that entire neighborhood, you might be getting like over 800 pounds of canned goods to go to the food drive. And it only took one day and 40 guys. But that could feed like a few hundred people.
Yeah. A lot of impact from getting organized and focused and having a plan. What do you want to do with your life, Ryan? Time is passing fast. Adulthood's coming.
I'm thinking about like writing. I'm pretty into that. So like any sort of writing career, maybe. I kind of want to write like young adult novels, I think.
So you're a fiction writer.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Fantastic. Any final words, reminders, Robert?
Just want to thank people, residents, for their generosity in the past. Hope we can count on again. And if people want to contact us to make sure they get their donation picked up, they can email scoutingforfoodnapa@yahoo.com.
Ah, great. scoutingforfoodnapa@yahoo.com.
Correct.
And that's in case you were not sure if you didn't get the flyer.
If you didn't get the flyer, or if for some reason your food isn't picked up by, say, noon on Saturday, email us and we'll make sure to come get it and get delivered to the Napa Food Bank.
All right. In general, though, you don't have to do that. You can just put
the food out
in a bag or a box. And
the scout should come by and pick it up.
Will they be in uniform?
Yes, they should all be in uniform.
So, yeah, we won't be that hard in this.
Okay, great. All right, have an excellent day out there collecting. I hope you have great success, and congratulations on doing a really important thing for the community.
Thanks.
Robert and Ryan Reber on Scouting for Food. We'll take a break now. It's 7:47. More to come on The Morning Show.
Go! Come out and watch some great international soccer when your hometown soccer team, Napa Valley 1839 Football Club, take on the reserves of Mexican powerhouse Club America on Saturday, November 17th at Memorial Stadium in Napa. Napa Valley 1839 Football Club features some of the best players in the Napa Valley and surrounding areas. Tickets are $20 if purchased before the 17th and $25 on the day of the match. Kickoff is at 7 with gates opening at 4:30. Don't miss all the goal action on Saturday at 7 p.m. at Memorial Stadium. The Napa Valley 1839 Football Club versus Club America Reserves. Great international soccer is in the valley. Visit NapaValley1839.com to get your tickets. That's NapaValley1839.com.
Community Grapevine. This is Sarita Lopez for Napa Valley Writers, inviting you to meet Ransom Stevens, PhD, a novelist and scientist who will discuss the neuroscience of how to make readers laugh and cry. When you know how readers process your writing, you can figure out what grabs readers, what bores them, and why. We'll explore the roots of what people like and why bestsellers aren't always critical favorites. Our